This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Although the Wyoming Mustangs have a three-year deal with the city, the Campbell County Land Board is questioning investing in new arena walls around the field at Camplex next season. The cost would be just under $33,000, but when Mustangs general manager Richard Rogers made the request, board members balked, citing Mustang owners Keith Russ's threats in the past to move his team elsewhere. The board put forth some alternatives, and Rogers said he'd take those back to the team for further discussion. Normally, birds flying into an electrical transformer would not be a news item, but with the current drought situation, that event can trigger major work for firefighters and damage in the area, as evidenced by two fires earlier this week just a couple of hours apart, one just south of Wright and another at Rocky Point Road, 44 miles north of Gillette. Both were spotted and contained by locals with the help of the Campbell County Fire Department. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Another death attributed to COVID-19 was reported in Campbell County yesterday, along with another 48 new confirmed cases. That brings deaths from COVID-19 in the county to 65 since the pandemic began. 809 deaths total have been reported in the state, including 16 statewide reported yesterday. With the 28 new cases recorded Tuesday, active case count in the county now stands at 257, the most since December. The area will be getting a respite from the near 100-degree temperatures of the last few days as a high-pressure system moves through the area, bringing some much-needed relief in the form of rain and cooler temperatures. Thunderstorms continue to be likely today and into tomorrow, and although the rain won't end the drought, it may help clear out some of the smoke from western wildfires that have blanketed Gillette over the last few weeks. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.